Welcome to the Grad School for Grown Folks podcast, sponsored by Dissertation Doctors. Hey guys, got some tips for you on how to build a relationship with your chair and get that great feedback that you've been starving for. You ready? Let's dive in. Hi guys, welcome to today's episode. Welcome to the Grad School for Grown Folks podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tanya Vetter. Hey, today's topic is an important one. It is ways that you can either better develop your relationship with your chair, or if you have a new chair, get to know your chair a little bit and get off to a great start. I usually work in threes, but today I'm actually going to work in five. And this one, guys, is going to go quick. So grab your paper and your pen. You don't want to miss this. Now, you ready? All right, so one of the things I've found is we get frustrated, and I usually give chairs a hard time, but there are quite a few chairs who actually do a great job. However, it's almost like if you give money to someone who really is horrible with money or just don't know what to do with it, it's not going to make a difference, right? So hopefully these five things will tell you how to best utilize your chair and what that balanced relationship really should look like. I think some of the expectations are probably not realistic, and you guys just don't know what your chair is actually supposed to do. Although it may state it in the handbook, you probably really don't know what they're supposed to do. So let's take a look at the five things I'm going to share. Number one, anytime you're going to meet with your chair, always, always, always be prepared. And I'll tell you just a tad bit about what that preparation may look like. I know for my clients, that means that they are number two, asking the right questions. I'm going to pair numbers one and two together, and I'll tell you why. Sometimes the clients don't know what questions to ask. But if you have a dissertation coach or editor, they've probably been editing your paper so intimately that they know how to articulate the question you need to ask. And here's the thing about number two, when you ask the right questions, I don't want you to feel like you should know the right questions to ask, because honestly, you probably won't know, which is why it's good to have a coach and editor, because they can tell you, hey, when you meet with your coach, when you meet with your chair, that is, ask this question for clarity purposes, right? So some of the terminology you won't know right off the bat, don't judge yourself, is completely normal. So number one is be prepared, right? So when they ask to meet with you, that would be an absolute yes. Make sure you make all of the changes you need to make in order to get that meeting. Now, if it is face-to-face, then I would say, record it using your phone. I just do, because I don't want to miss any details that's important, right? If it's on Zoom, ask them if it's okay. My clients actually record their Zoom meetings, like some of them have in the past, and it's been very useful for me to go back and see what the chair has actually told them. I'll tell you one thing, if the chair is inexperienced, that has been extremely useful. All right. So number one, be prepared. Number two, ask the right questions. And make sure if you have a dissertation coach or editor, you let them know when the meeting is so they can help prepare you so that you can make the most out of that time. All right. And I'll tell you why a little bit later in my number five. Number three, what you want to do is you want to make sure that whatever they say, you send them an email and follow up for clarity, just to make sure that you understood their directions clearly. All right. Sometimes we think we understand what they told us to do. Not so much. All right. And then number four, do what they ask of you. Just do it, whether you disagree or agree with it. If it's not a great idea, I will say this, follow up with clarity questions. I've had to do that. with some clients. I'm like, wait, are you sure this is what they're asking for? This makes no sense. Okay. So if you are not sure, follow up with clarity questions, but always do what they ask of you. And what that looks like, if they make comments on your paper, address every single comment. Why? So that they'll know they're not wasting their time, which leads me to beautiful number five. Always, always, always remember, they work for the university, not you. And so they have other students that they work with. Sometimes we treat chairs like they work for us only, and we get mad and stuffy and huffy and puffy, not knowing that they work with not only other students, but some of them have other jobs as well. That is why getting to know your chair is absolutely essential. You want to know if they are an adjunct or if they're full time. And guess what? It doesn't matter if they're full time. It just means they probably have more students that they're responsible for. But it's still a good idea to know these things. I hope these five things have helped you. Let's go through them. Number one, be prepared. Number two, ask the right questions. So number three is follow up with recapping your next steps. And then number four is do what they ask. And if it doesn't make sense, send an email of clarity. And then number five, remember, they work for the university, not you. You guys know what I say. You decided to do this. So if you're going to do it with support and do it well. See you next time.